Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
I know I am.
Today we're looking at something I think a lot of us have experienced without maybe realizing it, wellness washing.
Yeah, it's kind of sneaky like that.
Basically, companies jumping on that whole health and wellness trend, but maybe not really, you know, fully backing it up.
Right, like it's more about marketing than actual change.
We're diving deep with this great article from Dr. Ram Raghavan.
Wellness washing. What is it? And is your organization doing it?
That's the one. I mean, we've all seen those natural claims on products.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But what about those workplace wellness programs? Are those always the real deal?
That's a big one. We'll get into all that and more today.
I've got to say, that workplace wellness thing is a big one for me personally. I've definitely fallen for those, like, promises of yoga classes at work or, you know, mindfulness initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, who actually has time for a midday yoga class?
Right. And even if you did, is that really addressing the root of the problem?
Exactly. So Dr. Raghavan calls this workplace wellness washing. And he really gets into how companies create this like facade of caring without the substance.
Totally. Like slapping a wellness band-aid on a much deeper issue.
All right. So let's break this down. First up, those natural claims. It feels like everything is natural these days.
It's such a buzzword now.
Right. But how much of it is actually true?
Well, the tricky thing is we're all trying to be healthier these days, right?
Absolutely.
So companies know that natural is going to grab our attention.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Raghavan points out how they sometimes exploit that desire, putting natural on products with totally synthetic ingredients.
It's so misleading.
It really is.
Like, I remember it was one time about this all-natural face wash. It promised, like, clear skin and all that. But turns out, packed with chemicals. My skin totally freaked out.
Classic wellness washing.
It is.
The term natural isn't regulated, you know, so companies can kind of use it however they want.
So how are we supposed to know what's really natural versus, you know, just marketing?
It takes being a little bit of a detective. Don't just go by the front of the package, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flip it over, look at those ingredients, do some research on the company, their sourcing practices, all that.
Don't judge a product by its cover.
Exactly.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Talk about this whole workplace wellness washing thing. What are the red flags there?
So Dr. Raghavan gives some examples that I think we've all seen, like companies offering yoga classes, but not giving employees the time to actually go.
Oh my gosh, yes. All the time.
Or, you know, they brag about work-life balance, but expect everyone to be available 24/7.
It's like they're offering this, you know, amazing thing, but then making it impossible to actually use it.
And it can be so demoralizing, right? You think you have all these resources, but
it's all just for show.
Right. You know, Dr. Raghavan points out that things like yoga classes or flexible hours could be great.
They could be.
But they have to be backed up by actual commitment from the company.
So it's not enough to just offer these perks. You have to create an environment where people can actually use them.
Exactly. Without feeling guilty or penalized, right?
Makes sense. But I guess it makes the company look good to offer all this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It helps attract talent, too. But are they really invested in their employees' well-being long-term?
That's the question. So how does all this affect employees? Like, I get that it's frustrating, but are there deeper consequences?
There definitely can be.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Dr. Raghavan, he outlines five key areas where employees get negatively impacted by this. And this is where it gets really interesting, like this disconnect between what companies say and what they do.
Yeah.
It can lead to increased stress, burnout. It's like your company says one thing but does another. That takes a toll.
Yeah, I can see that. Like a breach of trust almost.
Right. You think they have your back, but really it's just for show. Have you ever experienced that kind of thing in your own work life?
Oh, totally. And I bet a lot of our listeners can relate to that feeling, you know, like being let down. When a company talks a big game about wellness but doesn't actually follow through.
It's a common experience, unfortunately.
So what do we do about it? Like, is there any way to fight back against this wellness washing? I love the idea of like yoga at work.
Of course.
But I don't want it to be a substitute for, you know, real work-life balance.
Right, right. Well, the good news is Dr. Raghavan doesn't just leave us with problems. He has some solutions, too.
Okay, good.
Things companies can do to move from those superficial gestures to genuine well-being.
Mm.
He highlights three key strategies.
Okay, I lay them on me. What can companies actually do?
First one is all about bandwidth. Companies need to give employees the actual time and space to engage in those well-being initiatives.
So not just offering a meditation app, but actually like giving me time to use it.
Exactly. Without feeling like you're falling behind on work, right?
Right, right.
Second strategy. This one's about strategic thinking. Companies need to plan these initiatives carefully, like how to roll them out, how to support them, how to measure their impact, all that.
So it's not just like throwing a bunch of wellness programs at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Nope. Gotta have a plan.
All right. Makes sense. What's the third one?
Third one, companies need to actually understand their employees' needs.
Okay. So not just assuming everyone wants the same thing.
Exactly. Dr. Raghavan suggests things like anonymous surveys to get feedback, having mental health first aiders available, even using certain platforms to track how well programs are working. He mentions one called Kaie.
So really tailoring things to what people actually need and want.
Exactly. Which leads us to a really important question. What can we do as individuals to push for genuine wellness, both in our workplaces and as consumers?
That's the million-dollar question. I'm definitely ready to hear what Dr. Raghavan has to say about that, but I think we'll have to save it for part two of our deep dive. Stay tuned, everyone.
It's easy to feel, you know, kind of powerless when you see how widespread this wellness washing is.
Totally. Like, what can we even do about it?
Well, Dr. Raghavan actually has some really good advice for all of us. It starts with being more discerning, you know,
yeah,
as consumers and employees.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
He wants us to start asking those critical questions.
Like what?
Like, what are companies really doing to support wellness?
Yeah.
Do their actions actually match their words?
We got to be like detectives.
A little bit.
Sniffing out the truth behind all those wellness claims.
Yeah. Don't just take things at face value. You know, really scrutinize those workplace wellness programs. Look past the marketing on natural products. Search for concrete evidence. What are they actually doing? Not just, you know, buzzwords.
So it's about holding companies accountable, right?
Exactly.
Like pushing for more transparency.
Mm-hmm. When we demand more from the companies we support, it sends a powerful message.
I like that.
It shows them that we value genuine well-being, not just marketing.
It's about shifting that power dynamic. We're not just passively accepting what companies try to sell us. We have a choice and a voice. We can use it to demand better.
Love that energy. Your choices can absolutely drive real change. When you support companies that genuinely prioritize well-being, you encourage others to do the same.
It's like voting with our wallets and our time, right?
You got it.
Okay, that all makes sense. But honestly, it can feel overwhelming. Like there's so much information out there, so many claims. Where do we even start?
I hear you. It can be daunting. But think of it like a journey, not a destination.
Okay.
Start by focusing on what matters most to you.
Okay, so say mental health support in the workplace is my top priority.
Yeah.
I should focus my research on companies that are, you know, actually good in that area.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Look for that concrete evidence. Do they have mental health first aiders? Do they offer employee assistance programs? What are their employees, current and former, saying about the culture? You can find a lot of that online.
Like doing our due diligence, basically.
Right. Read reviews, check their websites, even reach out to people who work there.
That's a good idea.
And don't be afraid to ask those tough questions in job interviews. If a company's truly committed to well-being, they should be able to answer you openly and honestly.
It feels like we're taking back the definition of wellness, you know?
I love that.
It's not about these trendy products or corporate buzzwords. It's about our well-being on our terms.
You said it. It's about reclaiming that power and shaping a wellness landscape that actually serves us.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I've gone from like frustrated and kind of duped to empowered and ready to take action.
Awesome.
But before we wrap up, there's one more question I think we need to tackle.
Okay, what is it?
How do we create a world where genuine well-being is the norm? Not the exception. Like, we've uncovered this sneaky tactic, but how do we make actual, real change?
That's the big question, isn't it? I think it starts with a shift in mindset, both individually and, you know, collectively. We have to move away from this idea that wellness is something done to us or for us. It's an active process that we have agency in.
So instead of just, like, passively accepting whatever programs our employers offer, we need to be proactive.
Yes.
Like, actually speak up and advocate for our needs.
Exactly. It's about open dialogue, advocating for what we need, and holding companies accountable for what they promise.
I like that. Making wellness a true collaboration between employers and employees.
And that collaboration goes beyond the workplace, too. As consumers, we can support businesses that are, ethical and sustainable. Think about the businesses that really align with your values. Support those businesses.
Like putting our money where our mouth is.
They do it.
Choosing to spend our money on things that promote real well-being, not just for ourselves, but for the planet too.
It's all connected. It's about making those conscious choices that reflect our commitment to a healthier, more balanced way of life.
This has been such an awesome conversation. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
We've gone from feeling tricked by wellness washing to feeling empowered and ready to take action. What a journey.
That's the power of knowledge, right?
It is.
And now that you're aware of this issue, you can be a force for positive change.
To all our fellow deep divers out there, don't just accept wellness at face value.
Dig deeper, ask questions, and demand the real deal.
True wellness is about so much more than just trendy products or corporate buzzwords.
It's about taking care of ourselves, our communities, and the planet.
And that's a journey worth taking together.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It feels like, you know, we've been talking about how companies can change and how we can push for that change. Mm-hmm. But that's going to take time, right? What can we do, like right now in our own lives, to embrace that real, genuine well-being? We can't wait for corporations to like figure it out.
You're so right. It's about taking ownership of our own well-being.
Yeah.
And there are so many things we can start doing today.
Okay, give me some ideas. I'm ready to like ditch the wellness washing and get real.
Okay, first things first. Let's redefine what wellness even means to you. Like, it's not about some Instagram perfect ideal, right?
Right.
It's about finding what makes you feel good. Mentally, physically, emotionally.
So like tuning out all the noise and figuring out what actually works for me.
Yeah. It might be taking a walk in nature,
yeah,
spending time with people you love, or just taking a few minutes each day to like unplug, de-stress.
It's those small everyday things that add up, right?
Exactly. And remember, well-being is not a destination. It's a journey. There will be ups and downs. Be kind to yourself. Embrace the process.
I love that. Progress, not perfection. So we've got tuning out the noise, figuring out what works for us. What else can we do to like make wellness more authentic in our lives?
This is a big one. Dr. Raghavan talks about the importance of community.
Okay.
Surrounding yourself with people who support your well-being can make a world of difference.
Finding your tribe.
Exactly. Those people who encourage you to prioritize your health, your happiness.
That makes me think about how we can also use our voices to advocate for change, you know, like on a larger scale.
Yeah.
Talk to our friends and family about wellness washing. Share resources.
Absolutely.
Raise awareness.
The more we talk about this stuff, the more we normalize prioritizing real well-being.
Like a ripple effect.
Exactly. And remember, we have more power than we think. When we make informed choices, speak up, support each other, we can shift the whole landscape of wellness towards something more authentic, create a world where this is just, you know, how it is.
This has been such an empowering conversation. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
And, you know, more importantly, I feel hopeful. It's not about waiting for someone else to fix it. It's about taking ownership and advocating for change.
I'm so glad to hear that. Knowledge is power.
Mm.
And now that you have it, you can make a real difference.
So to all our fellow deep divers out there, we challenge you. Ditch the wellness washing. Embrace the real deal. Find what works for you. Connect with your community and use your voice. Remember, genuine well-being, that's a journey worth taking.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.